Productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you, and using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Arizona Senator John McCain is facing some tough choices when it comes to treatment from brain cancer.
The 80-year-old Arizona Republican has been diagnosed with brain cancer and faces some tough treatment options. In a statement on behalf of the McCain family, Senator John McCain's daughter Megan says that the 2008 GOP presidential nominee is the toughest person she knows. She wrote, "The cruelest enemy could not break him. The aggressions of political life could not bend him. So he is meeting this challenge as he has every other." The type of cancer Senator McCain is fighting, called glioblastoma, is the same type of cancer that killed Senator Ted Kennedy.
A Baltimore police officer suspended two others on administrative duty after the public defender's office found body camera footage showing an officer planting evidence. The video from the January drug arrest shows an officer hiding drugs and then coming back to get them. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis told a news conference the allegations are, quote, as serious as it gets. USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
The British wouldn't do it. The Swedish are going to. Here's Mark Mayfield.
A Swedish rail company asked the public to vote on names for four passenger trains in Stockholm. Names like Miriam and Poseidon were contenders. Instead, the vast majority of voters decided to name one of the trains Trainymuk Trainface. The comical name pays homage to a British vote last year when the public decided to name a $260 million research vessel Bodimuk Boatface. British officials overruled that name, so the Swedish rail company has decided to stick with Trainymuk Trainface. They hope their decision will be received with joy by many.
Another day, another promise from billionaire Elon Musk.
New York to Washington in under half an hour. That's the promise from Elon Musk with his Hyperloop. The Tesla and SpaceX founder tweeted that he's got, quote, verbal government approval to build underground tubes. Musk says they could also make stops in Philly and Baltimore, but it's not clear exactly which government gave him the supposed go-ahead. Musk says it would be worked on at the same time as the Hyperloop development underway in Los Angeles. In February, Musk cryptically tweeted a photo of a massive sewer tunnel he toured underneath Washington. Ethan Harp, New York.
Laboratories are being linked to a salmonella outbreak in 16 states. The Centers for Disease Control says since March, 24 people have been infected with a strain of salmonella that's found in microbiology labs. Six of those hospitalized, but no deaths so far. The infections occurred in college, commercial, and clinical laboratories and affected people from age 57 to less than a year old. USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. How's that silo doing, Mike?
It is filled to the brim, and once again, somebody even had the pot set up for me. How nice is that?
Why are people being so nice? What is going on around here?
I don't know.
This world changing?
I'm telling you, folks.
For the better, maybe?
Somebody's got a warm heart because they know I'm addicted to the coffee. So, fresh pot all the way to the brim. Miles Bauer is on location somewhere lost in Minneapolis. I'm feeling bad for him. Of all the places in the world, that'd probably be near the bottom of the list I'd want to be. But nevertheless, Ludwig von Wiedendorski is here. And we've got a big, long list. At 20 after the hour, we'll have Dr. Robert Janeski calling in on an interesting topic. It's a book he wrote. I think the title of it is Rich Nation, Poor Nation, and I think he's going to talk about the difference in economic approaches and how it affects the folks of those countries. And I kind of want to start it by coincidence in that general direction. A friend of mine comes back from a trip to Mexico this past week, and a nice guy comes to Renegade River. In fact, I do a little bit of business with him, both consignment, and he buys some stuff now and then. But he'd had some dental implants done in Mexico. And he paid $750 for them, and that same service here in the great United States would cost him about $4,000. And so I did all the normal jokes. Okay, you didn't mind the chickens in the waiting room. You didn't mind the old big gigantic cast iron chair that was, you know, no cushions and a little bit of shot of vodka for anesthesia. He said, no, it's just like here. There's no difference. They used digital x-ray systems. He said the only stark difference was that the lobby area, the waiting area, was smaller. I said, how do they do it? There's no billing department. There's no outside billing company. There's no monstrous liability insurance being paid for. But the difference is stark, $750 versus $4,000. And so I kept on teasing him. He said, you don't understand. The border, up and down the border, we always think about the border as people who coming over to our side. He said, but if you go along the Mexican border on the Mexican side, there are several communities whose entire economy is based on providing affordable, there's that word, affordable medical care to the United States citizenry. Ludwig, what do you think about that?
It's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so.
We hear a lot of, at the northern border, people coming here for medical.
Right.
And it's interesting to hear that people would actually go down to Mexico, because all we ever hear about is the
Canadians coming here.
Canadians coming here, but also when you think about Mexican medical services, whether it's dental or physical health, you think of chickens in the lobby and
just like I joked him.
And all that, like you were saying.
He said it was painless. It was all of the exact same services he was provided. In fact, after I teased him, he said, wait a minute. The dentist that did the work in Mexico belongs to the American Dental Association.
How do you part of the ADA if you're not here practicing?
I don't know all of the ins and outs. I know that the man had dental implants. He was very satisfied with the services and glowed. Now, glowed is a bad word. He beamed with a big, bright, teethy grin about the fact that the difference paid for him and his wife to have a fairly extravagant vacation. And now, the difference is, so folks have got to ask themselves, including the Republicans in our nation's government that are debating this right now, they have to ask themselves, do they want to have a $750 dental implant or do they want to have a $4,000 dental implant? And the difference is the never-ending lack of tort reform, the never-ending monstrous billing system where you got to get a degree now to understand how to bill an insurance. This, folks, this is crazy that we're still scratching our head trying to figure out how to pay for something we ought to refuse to pay for.
I think that's one of the frustrating things for myself when I hear about this whole debate on quote-unquote health care. We aren't even talking about health care with this whole Obamacare thing. We're talking about insurance. They're not fixing the actual problem with the high cost of health care. They're just contributing to it.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. It's what I've said all along. I don't want a replace. They're all scratching their head down there going, how are we going to replace it? Don't replace it. Replace it with personal responsibility so that a heck of a lot more people could afford $750 than $4,000.
Well, I just want them to pivot, period, from this insurance. The government's involved in a free market they should not be in. Pivot away from that and look at the cost of the actual health care.
Well, don't
itself.
You remember in the Constitution that one part where it says government needs to get involved in private industry?
I haven't read it in a while, but
oh,
I
yeah,
don't
it's in
that.
There. It's in the Bill of Rights that now are negotiable.
Didn't
you remember that part?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. $750 versus $4,000, folks. That's what I'm telling you. So the Canadians are coming here because we have a good health care provider system. Yep. We do not have an adequate funding system because we're asking to fund stupid things. $10 Band-Aids for an overnight stay. And we can't figure out how it is that they do it for $750 while we're paying $10 for a Band-Aid. This is a classic slap ourselves in the forehead moment. What are we thinking, folks, that this makes sense and we need to figure out how to handle it? Don't handle it. Scrap it. Embrace personal responsibility. I can't tell you how many times I've said this. I'm hearing echoes of my own self. If it's a non-life-threatening emergency, get on the phone. Get on the phone. Call Dr. A, B, C, D. Just like you were shopping for a car or a vacuum or anything else, what am I going to get and what is it going to cost? I want best care, best price. Oh, no, that's not my responsibility. That's the insurance company. That's the government. That's my benefits. Benefits is one of my words we're going to talk about later in the show. The concept that you have benefits when you're on welfare is another slap yourself in the forehead moment. Benefits are what you get when you have a job. Welfare is what you got when you don't. You're on welfare. Why are we relabeling all these things? I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't get this whole thing. If you look at any point in American history, the free market adjusts itself. They are involved in the free market.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't understand is how billing with going to the doctor actually works. If you're a Medicare, Medicaid patient, that dollar amount's capped out about one-third of what the insured patient pays. The cash payer is about two-thirds of what the insured payer pays. So they're making up the difference by the insured payer to make up for the Medicaid, Medicare patient. That's why they'll tell you that doctors won't take them. The government's capping their price, but they won't allow an insurance company or a doctor to cap their price.
Are you talking about, well, let's talk about Canada for a minute, because the Canadian socialist system puts a cap on prescription drugs. And the American companies, by the way, folks, are who's selling the Canadian prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. So the Canadians say, you can't charge us any more than X dollars. Well, the American companies, they go, oh, well, how are we going to make up that difference? They charge you more. You are subsidizing the socialist system in Canada. And meanwhile, my buddy got $750 implants in Mexico. Folks, something is wrong. Rome is off the hinges again. Rome is on fire. And those guys are down there fiddling, trying to figure out how to fix a problem. The problem is right in front of them. It's what's always been. It's why it's always worked until they started fiddling with it. Don't replace it. I'm begging you. Repeal it. Quit the nonsense, all of you, from Trump down. It doesn't work. The government can't get out of its own way.
Look at how the free market works. It'll work itself out.
It's $750 versus $4,000. It's just math. That just sums up the whole entire medical industry. You want to pay $750 or $4,000? That's really the math.
I can see I'm still not sure I want to go to Mexico and get implants because I need two, and I don't know if I want to go down there and get that.
You come by the gun shop. We got a lot of equipment in the back room. We're going to take care of you for only half that. I'll do it for
Renegade
free.
River?
You betcha.
All right.
Oh, man. We got a big vice big enough to fit his head in. So. I just don't know why we're trying to fix a problem when the cure is so obvious. The cure is what it always is. It's us. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Russell Wilson here. We Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, a service of RenegadeRiver.com. And he still has coffee in his silo.
That's why we have a silo and not a coffee cup.
There you go.
It's good to go for a whole hour. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-host, is here helping. Miles Bauer is on some mission, no telling where. I'm feeling bad for him right now. And our guest this morning is Dr. Robert Janetsky, who has written a number of books, but the one I want to talk about is Rich Nation, Poor Nation. Dr. Janetsky, welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Mike.
Tell the folks, what is it to be a rich nation or a poor nation? What are you telling us with that title?
Well, what I'm really trying to do is to tell people, or at least present the evidence on why some nations are rich and prosperous and other nations are failures and simply cannot provide their people with the sort of lifestyle that rich nations can. So I spent about 3 years, if not more, going back and getting data both from the United States, the history going way back from it to its beginning, as well as to the rest of the world. And bottom line, what I found was that free markets, low taxes, limited government are really the key to prosperity. Now, I'm not the first one to say that. You've been saying that all along, and so did Milton Friedman and Adam Smith. But what I've done is to get out and just dig through all the numbers and try and show the extent to which free markets and limited government are really the key to prosperity. And I believe I've accomplished that, which is why I'm so excited about this new book.
Listen, before I forget, I'm going to ask you a couple times, so bear with me, but where can folks find that book?
You can get it over the Internet easily. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and a number of libraries have ordered it. So you might even try your local library. If they don't have it, just ask them to get it. So it's readily available.
One thing that's fascinating, I want to see if you'll agree with this comment. I'm looking at an article this morning. It's from Investor's Business Daily, and it's a commentary. But the fellow that wrote it, John Merlin, did a study, and it was looking at states, keeping in mind, folks, that Ludwig and I have had a number of debates over statehood versus what a country is. I maintain that we are a union of sovereign states. So I look at the United States the same way, Doctor, that you did when you were looking at different nations. And this article that I'm reading this morning is ranking the states by fiscal condition. It uses criteria of the living conditions of the folks. Does the state have the ability to pay immediate needs of emergencies, et cetera? And the top 10 were the most fiscally conservative Republican leadership states. And I got to put an asterisk here. Folks, I'm not just talking about you're a Republican, therefore you're fiscally conservative, because there are a lot more than 10 Republican governors and state legislatures in the United States. But those that tax the least and burden folks' liberty the least were categorically 1 through 10, the top 10. And convertly, those 10 states that taxed the most, A, happened to be Democrats, yes, but their governments, we'll use Illinois as an example, I'll compare it to the Haiti, it does not have the means to pay immediate expenses, and its folks outside of Chicago, and in fact in south and western Chicago, not doing as well as maybe the rest of people in America. I'm telling you, because these principles that Dr. Janetsky is bringing up for us, they're true here domestically also. It's just math. Is that true, Doctor?
Absolutely. Absolutely true. As a matter of fact, one of my first articles that I had written many, many years ago showed that state and local taxes were related to the economic changes and performance of different states. And at the time that I wrote it, which was back in 1978, I think, the vast amount of literature said that that isn't true, that taxes really don't matter. And so I kind of came out with this article that people just debunked. And 7 years later, a survey of the literature in the field changed completely and basically found the same thing that I found. So if you do the research correctly, you can really change people's perception. But the principles, as you indicate, these are fundamental principles. They work on a state level. They work on a country level. They work in this country historically when you go back and look at the data. And they work on a worldwide basis.
Doctor, I'd insert right there on your point is that they also work on a personal family level also. These are just common sense things. And I got to add, because I'm a huge advocate of part-time legislatures, and none of the top 10, not one single top 10 on this list, has a full-time state legislature. I'm just saying, if you'd like to sign a petition, you folks can stop by Renegade River. Yes, I am telling you that's a fact. I'm sorry to cut you off, Doctor. I just had to. I'm looking down this list, and I'm laughing, but I'm sadly laughing. That's the circumstance.
The only thing I wanted to point out was from a historical perspective, and let me focus just on the United States here. I did, from starting with the year 1900, a policy-oriented analysis of how our country had done in terms of wages, you know, typical middle-class wages. And I divided the periods into periods which were characterized by what I call free market classical principles, low taxes, government was limited, regulations were limited, and other periods that I called progressive economic periods, when government was expanding, taxes were being increased, regulations such as the minimum wage were being imposed. And I found that there were 52 years when I could clearly identify progressive economic policies were in effect. And throughout that entire 52-year period, the total change in real after-tax wages was zero. I mean, that sort of a finding just floored me. I didn't expect that. It turns out that almost all of the gains in our wages, and there have been a lot of them, I think 230% increase over the period from 1900 to 2015, almost all that gain came during periods when we were cutting taxes, limiting government, and cutting government spending relative to the growth in the rest of the economy. I had always believed in this stuff. I knew it was important. I've lived through it. You've lived through it. But I had never realized the extent to which we damaged ourselves as a result of increasing tax rates. You know, whenever I hear people talk about trickle-down economics once again because we want to cut taxes, all they have to do is look at history. Trickle-down economics has worked every time it's been tried.
I absolutely agree with you. To me, most of these things, like I said early on, they're just common sense. It's just math. During our founding, and in fact, at the time when George Washington was being sworn in as the first constitutional president, if you look at where we were at compared to the United Kingdom, we had 75% less tax, and we doubled their income on average. And that's the state of how we were founded. And by golly, if we don't get back there, we're sure going to pay for it in generations to come.
I couldn't agree more.
Now tell us one, we're down to the final minute, Doctor. Tell us again, Amazon, where else can they find this book of yours?
Barnes & Noble, if you go online, any of the major distributors, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or Books A Million.
Those are the three main
distributors.
Is it digital now, so I could download it to my iPad or my Kindle or whatever?
It's digital. I highly recommend, and Mike, I'd love to send you a copy of the book because it has a significant number of charts that are much easier to read if you've got them and reference them if you've actually got the hard copy. But you can get it digitally. I just find myself, I've got a copy handy, and whenever I read an article about any country, I immediately flip it open and look at that country's economic performance, where they are, where they've come from, and the extent to which they've followed policies of economic freedom.
Dr. Janeski, I'll chase down a copy myself, but I've got to go to break now. Sir, I very much appreciate you joining with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Right. Have a great day.
Folks, we'll be right back.